Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 43. And I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned fitness trainer, online transformation specialist, specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And actually, I've actually increased that to men, you know, 35 and over. But helping you guys, you know, transform your body, transform your life, boost your testosterone naturally through mindset, through recovery strategies, through nutrition, and of course, through workouts. And today, in episode number 43, we are going to talk about intuitive eating. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but I'm excited about it because over the last, first of all, I just want to say, start off, if you're watching this on if you're watching this on YouTube, the lighting may be a little flickery. I'm trying to figure out this lighting here. I lost my other light. It's not working, so bear with me. But if you're listening, then it doesn't really matter because you're just listening. But I've been teaching intuitive eating and coaching about intuitive eating over the last month, actually, the month of March, moving into April with the guys in the Brotherhood. Big up to all my over 40 alphas in the Brotherhood. And so it like the response has been incredible. Just because, you know, intuitive eating allows you to have power over food. So I thought, well, this has to be a podcast, you know, this has to be a podcast. So it is a podcast. We're going to talk about intuitive eating. We're going to talk about emotional eating. We're going to talk about mindful eating techniques. We're going to talk about how to deal with your cravings, man. Those cravings, that's a big thing that's happening right now, just with, you know, with COVID-19, with people being isolated, with people, you know, being forced home. Cravings are through the roof. But today I'm going to help you deal with those cravings. And I'm going to also help wrap this whole thing up by talking about how to tap into your body's hunger, you know, hunger signals. But before we start, if this is your first time you're listening to this, or you've been listening to this and you still, for some crazy reason, have not joined my Alpha Brotherhood, which we're doing 30-day free trial. That's phase one. Go to over40alpha.com, over40alpha.com. Doesn't matter if you're 30, doesn't matter if you're 40, doesn't matter if you're 50, doesn't matter if you're male, because this is for men. And the program is really set up as, at the moment, when I first started, it was set up as a one-year program. So every month you get different follow-along home workouts, because this is a home workout program. You can do this program at home. All you need is your body weight and dumbbells. And then I teach nutrition strategies, very simple and easy nutrition strategies that aren't diets, but support our hormones and support fat loss and weight loss and energy. And you're going to learn recovery strategies, because as we get older, it's not just about the workouts. It's more about the recovery, about first getting 7 to 9 hours sleep. So we, you know, I'm always constantly teaching about how to get better sleep, because that's going to help with our testosterone. That's going to help with weight loss. I teach you about recovery, mobility, yoga. We do yoga. Yeah, man, we do yoga. And then, of course, nutrition, which is, you know, the pillar. Nutrition is the pillar of anything. You know, you can't out-train a bad diet. So you have to have those nutrition, you know, you have to have the nutrition on point. And I teach you how to make it very easy. And then monthly workouts, brand new workouts every single month. And we started off with a year. We started off as a year program. So you would just, and you know, after two to three months, guys are literally getting shredded. It's crazy. So by month 12, you know, we found that so many guys were staying in this program. It's like, okay, we've got like 500 guys who are finishing the 12th month. What do we do? So I added another 12 months of workouts. It's crazy. Anyways, if you're not in this program, man, get in the program right now. You know, just imagine having workouts every single month, having coaching every week, having a support community of guys in the same, literally on the same trajectory as you are, the same path as you are. All guys in their 40s, 50s, well, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, good support group, great coaching, access through the website or through app. So go to over40alpha.com right now. Stop this podcast right now. Go to over40alpha.com, join. Go through the steps after you join, because you're going to have to go through a few steps, and then come back and listen to this podcast. That's what I want you to do. And if you're already part of the Brotherhood, I love you, of course. God bless you. And let's get started, because today we're going to talk about intuitive eating. And like I said before, this is something that I was teaching the whole month of March, and guys are just loving it. Guys are using all the techniques, using everything. And this is something that I've learned and I've been implementing on my own for years. Because, you know, I struggled with food, of course, like everyone does. It's not something that's super easy. It's probably the biggest hurdle for most people, if not everyone. But, you know, intuitive eating. And basically, you know, what is intuitive eating? You may have been hearing about it. You may see it. You know, I don't know. Like, I you know, again, I'm in my bubble. And, you know, with COVID-19 happening, I'm not. You know, I'm off Facebook a lot. The only time I go on Facebook is the Brotherhood. So I don't dive into all of that craziness. But I don't know what's out there. You know, I don't know what's hot. But I do know that when I did bring up intuitive eating, a lot of guys are like, oh yeah, that's you know, that's something that I've heard about, but I don't know what it is. So what is it? Well, basically it's getting out of that diet mindset. You know, because I see so many people who jump from like one diet to another diet and this diet and this fad diet, and literally you're wrecking your metabolism and you're wrecking your body. But intuitive eating is pretty much the opposite. You know, it's pretty much the opposite, because with intuitive eating, you're focusing on slowing down. You're focusing on listening to your body's cues. And the most important thing is you are focusing on having power over the foods that you're eating, and not the foods or the diet having the power over you. And you know, again, it's about eating when you feel hungry. You know, when you truly feel hungry, I'm going to eat because I'm hungry, and I'm going to stop eating because I'm satisfied. And you're also going to focus on foods that make you feel good. You know what I mean? Like, the thing about intuitive eating is, when you slow down, when you listen to those cues, and when you focus on foods that make you feel good versus foods that make you bloated or tired, or you regret eating those foods, or, you know, you have to go to the washroom after eating those foods. Like, that's if I had to wrap it up in a nutshell, that's really what it is. You know, and it does sound simple. It's like, oh, well, that's pretty easy. I mean, all I have to do is kind of slow down and ask myself, well, am I hungry? And then just eat till I'm satisfied and stay away from foods that make me feel bad. Okay, that pretty much, all right, that's pretty easy. And, you know, unfortunately, for most people, it's something foreign. The concept sounds easy. The concept's like, okay, that sounds fine. But, you know, 2 minutes down the road, you're back to your old habits. So today I want to teach you about that. I want you to start to use it in your everyday eating and nutrition. And listen, I've been using intuitive eating for years, specifically with my MetaTest Boost nutrition plan. That's the plan that we use in the Brotherhood, the Alpha Brotherhood program, that helps you boost your metabolism and also boost your testosterone, so you can lose weight, so you can burn fat, so you can have energy, so you can, you know, boost your libido, so you can literally be in the best shape of your life. And some days I'll eat twice a day. Some days I'll eat one time a day. Sometimes I'll eat three times a day, but I always ensure that what's on my plate is carbs, starchy carbs, complex carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables or fruits. And I don't often just eat once. Like, this is not, the reason why I eat once is not because of the plan. The plan is you're eating three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's it. You don't need snacking because you're going to put enough food on your plate that you're not going to need to snack. But I'm aware, because I've been doing this for so long, I listen to my body. I'm aware of my body. I'm aware of the foods that make me feel great and the foods that make me feel like shit. The foods that make me shit, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. So because I understand that, I know I can listen to my body's cues and know, you know what? I'm pretty good with two meals today, right? Or maybe this day, because of what's going on and what happened in my life, I could go with one. I'm pretty good. I'll put a lot of food on my plate. That rarely happens. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, the eating that when I eat, I'm aware of when I'm hungry. I'm aware of when I'm full. I'm aware of the foods that make me feel like shit. I'm aware of, you know, patterns that may be happening. And again, if you're in the Brotherhood and you're listening to this right now, and you weren't on any of those coaching calls, this is gonna the eating plan is already simple. The eating plan is already something that's sustainable. So now when you start to develop a relationship with foods and how the food makes you feel, it's going to make this thing so much easier and more effective. You're literally going to level up. You're going to level up your nutrition. You're going to level up how eating, you're going to level up the relationship that you have with food. Anyone who's listening to this right now, it doesn't matter. Anyone who's listening, because if you've been following a diet, like you've been following again, that, you know, the paleo diet or the keto diet or this diet or that diet, or a diet that cuts off entire food groups. Like you don't eat meat or you don't eat vegetables or you don't eat, you know, like all of these diets, or you only eat during certain hours each day. You know, the idea of intuitive eating can sound a little crazy. It can sound a little foreign to you because it's like, well, I'm on this diet where I can't eat this food or I can't eat that food. But you're telling me that really with intuitive dieting, you can eat whatever you want, surely. Like if we're going to boil it down, you could eat whatever you want. But when you start to have a relationship with your food, when you eat balanced meals and don't restrict anything, it will, again, it will be much easier for you to eat foods. You're not going to have less cravings. You're going to understand what foods make you feel like what. And you're also going to understand why you eat certain foods at certain times. Because, you know, I do a lot of live coaching, you know, on YouTube. I do coaching every week, and the same questions keep coming up, right? Cravings and why am I eating at certain times? When I start to talk about these things, when I start to lay out some of the practices and techniques, it's going to take some practice. Okay. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is going to take practice. It's going to take trial and error. You're going to, you know, there's always that you have to go through the ugly before you get to the beauty, right? You got to go through all of that time. You got to be uncomfortable. You got to, oh, this didn't work. This worked. So be aware of that. But imagine how liberating it's going to be when you no longer have to think about good foods and bad foods, right? Well, for us, there's foods. Listen, for men, for us guys, there are foods that affect our hormones. So we do have to stay away from certain foods. But it's more about the foods that make you feel good, the foods that fuel your body, fuel your hormones. And it also means that you're not going to feel guilty every time you're not going to feel guilty if once in a while you want to have a pizza or once in a while you want to have a piece of cake, because you're the one that has power over that. And the strange thing is, and I, again, this happens all the time, when you start implementing intuitive eating, when you start becoming aware of the foods, when you start to have power, you're not going to want pizza. You're not going to want cake because it makes you feel like shit. Like for me, that's 100% for me. 100%. Like, you know, if I look at the last 4 months, you know, it's April. So if I look at the last 4 months, I've had my wife's birthday. I've had Valentine's Day. I had my mom's birthday. I had a UFC event. I had my birthday just last week, you know, and there was tons of cakes, tons of sweets, tons of chocolate, tons of pizza, but I didn't have any because I know how it makes me feel in the end. I know what cake does to me. I know what chips do to me. I know that. And it's so funny because because I've been eating like this for so long, now it's a given that I don't eat, you know, that food. Like if there's a celebration, I'm not having cake. Sorry, I'm just not having it. I just know how it makes me feel. It makes me feel bloated. Now, if I don't care about feeling bloated after I eat the cake and I know that that's what's going to happen and I'm okay with it, I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with this. I'm going to feel like shit. You know, it's probably going to set me back, you know, a day or two with my, even in the shape that I'm in, it may still set me back, but I'm okay with it. Then that's my power. I didn't do it because Carl said for me to do it, or Brenda said for me to do it, or Francisco said for me to do it. I did it because I wanted to. But I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel bloated. I don't want to have to wake up in the morning having the shits because I ate cake the night before. And you know what I'm talking about. You guys know exactly how you feel. I don't want to feel that guilt. So the freedom that I have, and because I've been doing this for so long, it's a given. Like people are like, well, Mark's going to, Funk is not going to eat this cake. So do we really want to, make cake Funk? We know that, you know, he means well, but he's not going to eat it. And that's it. I mean, it's just the power that you have. And I'm not saying don't indulge, because like I said, you have the power. But the biggest thing is, if you've ever spent a lot of time wondering, you know, what to eat and how much to eat, once you start implementing intuitive eating into your lifestyle, you're going to spend a lot less time on those questions. You're going to spend a lot less time on how much I need on my plate, how much I need this, because you're going to start to learn, okay, I need to eat a little bit more here, because after I'm eating, I'm not satisfied, right? After I eat this meal, I'm still hungry, which means I got to put more food on that plate, right? And I got to slow down when I'm eating so I can give my body enough time to digest the food and give my body enough time to not obviously not digest the food, but to for my signals to say, hey, I'm full. So you got to slow down, and you're going to know why you're eating. You know, are you eating because you're hungry, or are you eating because you're stressed? So here's the thing, like when you start to feel like you want to eat, right? First of all, so, okay, let's back up for a second. Let's back up because we're getting into some goodness now. So let's start with the first tip of intuitive eating. And the first tip of intuitive eating, the first strategy you're going to use is you're going to slow down. So when you feel like you want to eat, you're going to slow down. You're going to ask yourself, am I hungry? Or am I just stressed? Am I bored? Or am I eating out of habit? Huge. Then when you do eat, you're going to slow down. And you're going to take your time, and you're going to actually enjoy the meal, which is huge. Then this gives you, when you do that, this gives your body a chance to recognize that you're full, right? You don't end up feeling too stuffed. You don't end up feeling tired. You don't end up feeling bloated after your meal because you've actually taken time to eat it. And if you want a second helping, just slow down again and say, am I actually hungry, or am I just, do I just feel like eating? Like, am I just eating this because it tastes good, but I'm not really hungry, you know? And after you eat, you have to pay attention to how you feel. Do I feel energized? Am I ready to go? I feel great. This is amazing. Or do I feel bloated? Do I feel blah? You know, do I feel guilty? These are like the important cues that are going to make you feel healthier with your eating choices, right? So those are the first start, right? Asking yourself questions. Let's go back. Asking, am I hungry? Or am I just eating this because of an emotional feeling that I feel? And as I'm eating, I'm slowing down, I'm eating, I'm enjoying my food. And then after, how did that make me feel? Do I feel good? How did that food make me feel? Do I feel great? Do I feel blah? Do I feel bloated? Do I feel tired? And that's when you're going to start to think, well, why would, if that made me feel great, I'm going to eat more of that. If that made me feel like shit, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to probably leave that. So let's go into emotional eating, because intuitive eating has some like subsets. I talked about emotional eating. I talked about mindsets. I talked about cravings. And I talked about tapping into your hunger cues. So let's go into emotional eating, because this is huge right now, because a lot of us eat because of emotions, right? And when we can tackle that, when we can recognize that, when we can have power over that, I'm telling you again, this is gonna help you. So you're gonna recognize why you're eating certain things at certain times, and you'll be like, oh, okay, wait a minute, I'm only eating this because of whatever reason, right? Like, I'm sure you've been eating to numb out your emotions before, or to celebrate a win. You may want to numb out emotions because of what you feel, or you want to celebrate a win. Maybe you had a stressful day at work, or a stressful day period because of what's going on with COVID, right? Or maybe you had a confrontation with someone. You know, you like the other day we were out working out in front of our house. And we're just right in front of our house. We're working out. We're doing an Instagram live, and this woman came walking with her dog, and she's like, "Oh, you can't even walk on the fucking sidewalk because you guys are on. It was supposed to be social distancing." And both Angela and I were like, "Yeah, okay, no problem. Sorry, man. Sorry. You know, no problem." And she's like, "You're such a fucking asshole." It's like, what the hell? She's a stress, but that's a confrontation that, you know, maybe for some people would drive them to eat out of emotion, right? Or if maybe you got some bad news. Maybe you're someone who you know that's very close to you has COVID or sick, or, you know, or maybe you're just tired or just out of sorts. You know, those are some of the reasons why people eat. Or on the flip side, you earned a raise or you earned a promotion or you got back to work. Like maybe, you know, whatever work you did, the government's like, "Hey, okay, get back to work. Let's open up the doors," right? You're celebrating something. You got great news. Let's celebrate. You know, you lost 10 pounds in 2 months or in 30 days, which a lot of guys doing my programs do, right? Sometimes you eat because of that emotion. You want to cope. You want to relax. You want to celebrate. So you end up diving into, for me, it's like it used to be chips and ice cream, or you treat yourself to some pizza and beer. You go out for some pizza or a big, rich pasta, rich, you know, meal at a takeout. And then boom, you're right back where you were, you know, and we've all been there. I used to be me 100%. All of those things I just talked about, the chips, the ice cream, the M&Ms, the pizza, the beer, the pasta, that was me. And that's emotional eating, but it's common. Like it's common. According to the American Psychology Association, at least 1/3 of people have reported they eat more when they're stressed. And according to some researchers, eating to celebrate is also really common. But, you know, that's, I'm going to say more than 1/3. I'm going to say most people have had some food that wasn't good for their body out of stress. And the fact is, emotional eating usually starts when we're very young, right? Like when we're kids, and over the years, it becomes a habit. You know, Jimmy, you know, did really well. Here's a celebratory cake, or here's, you know, a celebratory this. And then as you get older, when you're in high school, you start to, you know, you're stressed, you're freaking, you got tests, whatever. Then, you know, you start eating because you're stressed out because of a test. And then in university, it's even, you know, that's why, you know, they call it the freshman 15, right? University, you're just so focused on the books. And then after you've studied and you're stressed, then you go party to celebrate. And next thing you know, 15 pounds later, you're done. And then throughout, as you get older, you know, it's all about, like, you know, trying to cope with stress at work, with people around you, because it's a real world now. So it starts young and it just continues. So many years of, you know, emotional eating can take a toll on you, but it can also become a habit without you even understanding, right? Without you even noticing, oh shit, yeah, this has been happening for a long time. You know, if I look back, I've been emotionally eating all my life, pretty much, without taking care of it. But once again, you have to ask yourself a question. You have to ask yourself this question every time you eat. Every time you eat. It's so important, though, that when you ask this question, you're not judging yourself. There's no judgment, because you're asking the question to simply gather information. Okay. Every time you eat, you ask this question to yourself, but you don't judge yourself. You don't judge no matter what you're going to eat. You don't judge. And the first question you ask is, why am I eating? Why am I eating? Is it because I'm physically hungry? And then you have to dig a little deeper. Is it really because I'm physically hungry? Or am I upset about something? Or am I bored? Or am I eating because I always eat at this time. I was on a call the other day, and this guy's like, you know, I always eat just before I go to bed. I always eat sweets. I always crave sweets. He said, I always crave sweets. And I'm like, okay, you crave sweets. Maybe there's a few reasons. Number one, you just make sure you put enough carbs on your plate throughout the day so that you're not snacking in between and you're not snacking at night. Number two, you crave sweets at that time because it's now become a habit. Your brain has hijacked your mouth. Like your brain is your brain has completely hijacked you to say that your brain has hijacked your taste buds or what have you, right? Mm-hmm. To say that at 8:30 every night at 8:30, because Carl's been doing this for 10 years, Carl wants sweets, right? It's just be now it's all habit, right? It's like, okay, so you're not even thinking, right? You're not even thinking. He's not even thinking. He's just doing it because he just thinks that that's what it is, because his brain has hijacked his taste buds or whatever it is. And now he's just eating his cravings. The brain has hijacked his cravings. Now he's eating without even thinking. Wait a minute, I'm not even hungry. It's just that I've been eating like this for so long. So I said to him, like, you're probably not even craving. Well, the craving is there, but you're not hungry for it. You just need to reverse that. You need to say to yourself, first of all, you need to add some more carbs so you don't have that sugar craving at night. And then you say to yourself, when that happens, like, oh, wait a minute, before I just reach. Because remember, intuitive eating is about having power over your food. Right now, that guy has no power over his food, no power over the sweets. It's just there. He just doesn't even think about it. But when you stop and think, wait a minute, am I hungry? Wait a minute. I crave this at 8:30 every single night. I'm not hungry, but I'm just craving it. Wait a minute. That's a habit. I'm doing this because of a habit. I don't even crave it. Let's stop that right there. Right. And the other thing is, so that's another, you know, you're upset, you're bored, you're eating because of habit, or did you earn it? Maybe you accomplished a goal. Maybe you did something well. Right. And again, you ask yourself, why am I eating? Is it because I just, you know, finished an amazing workout and I want to now go have some sweets? Is it because I just finished something that I've been working on for so long? And I just want to be like, yes, you know, I deserve it. Right. Don't judge your answers, though. Just acknowledge them. Just know, oh, okay, I'm eating this right now because I just finished this hard project that I've been working on. Okay. And then over time, as you continue to ask yourself why you're eating, you're probably going to start to notice patterns, right? Because what's happening right now is you're not even thinking. So the food has power over you, right? Because whether you're eating because you're tired, whether you're eating because you're hungry, whether you're eating because you're mad, whether you're eating because you finished a goal, whether you're eating because of habits, the food's just, you're just eating. You're not even thinking. The goal here is to reverse that process and think before you eat. Ask those questions, because then you're going to start to notice patterns. You're like, oh shit, I always crave this whenever I'm upset with my husband, whether I'm upset with my wife, I always go to the food. So here's some common signs that you might be overeating. Okay. Number one, the hunger comes on really quickly, right? So 1 minute you're feeling normal and the next minute you want to eat. So for me, it could be when I'm watching TV, I'm watching Forensic Files, and then that channel comes up with a nice, beautiful pizza, you know, and all of a sudden, oh my God, I want pizza. Meanwhile, I wasn't hungry whatsoever, or I could have just finished eating. Or sometimes when you pass a certain fast food joint, you know, KFC, I used to be a KFC monger. My wife and I used to drop off one day a month to go to KFC and rip it up. That was like 2 or 3 years ago. But sometimes still you go through, you pass KFC, you're like, ooh, that smells good, baby. That's good. That smells good. But again, it's like, I'm not hungry, right? And I wasn't hungry. And all of a sudden, boom, now I'm hungry for a KFC. That's not right. So that's number one. When it comes on really quickly, 1 minute you're feeling normal, next minute you're feeling hungry. Dang, okay. Emotions, let's think about it. Second, you're craving only certain foods. So there's foods that are comforting snacks, and those foods are probably not going to be salads or everyday, like, you know, foods. For me, it used to be M&Ms or those flavored rice cakes. Those used to kill me. And for that guy that came up in the coaching talking about cravings at 8:30 at night or at nighttime for sweets, we only crave sweets at that certain time. So the second thing is you're only craving certain kinds of foods. The third is if you do decide to eat, you don't feel full or you don't feel satisfied and you want to keep eating. And that used to be me too. I was the king of that, man. That was me when I ate chips, like Ruffles, when I ate popcorn, I don't eat popcorn, I don't eat chips, or cashews. Cashews, even though cashews are healthy, you should only be eating a handful of cashews because they have fat has a lot of calories. But when you end up eating the whole bag of cashews because you don't feel full or satisfied, there's some emotional eating going on there. Or finally, once you do stop, you're feeling guilty or you feel regret that you ate, which is exactly what I felt like after I ate those cashews. I'd be like, damn it, why did I eat all those cashews? Because now I'm going to feel bloated. Now I'm going to have inflammation. And now when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in the toilet for an hour because my poo is not going to be soft. And there's one other thing you need to watch out for with emotional eating. And this can be a little controversial, but I see it a lot in social media, is I deserve this. When it comes to a particular food, you say, I deserve this. Chances are you're not eating because you're physically hungry. You want to reward yourself with that food. And that's what it is. The emotional eating is not because you're hungry. The emotional eating is the food is some type of a reward or some type of comfort or some type of a habit that actually happens, which means you don't have power over that food. You need to take power over the food. So what I want you to start doing now is asking yourself, why am I hungry first? The first question is always ask, am I hungry? Am I actually hungry right now? Because once you ask that question, then it starts to, you know, your brain starts to, things slow down a bit, and then your brain starts to fire up. And now you start asking yourself, okay, well, why do I feel like eating this? Like, why, you know, like you're all of a sudden you're sitting down, you're watching TV, you get up, you walk to the fridge, you open the fridge, there's a pizza from, you know, your wife had pizza, and you're just about to eat it. You're like, wait a minute. Am I actually hungry? And then you think, oh, wait a minute. And you look at the TV and there's a Pizza Hut ad, and you're like, oh shit, I'm not hungry at all. I'm just eating because of the Pizza Hut ad. All right, put it back, and I always drink a glass of water. Whenever anything this happens, and specifically before, I used to drink a glass of water because that would just satiate me. So again, you don't want to beat yourself up over thinking about that because you can't control that. We all have cravings. I have cravings all the time. I can't control the cravings, but I can control what I do about it, which means starting to notice those patterns. And that knowledge is going to give you so much power, man. It's going to let you become more mindful on your thoughts and your actions and your habits when it comes to food. And you actually can make better choices versus just reacting out of old habits or old patterns. It's I'm telling you, it's incredible. And when you decide that you really want that food, when you actually decide that I want this food because I deserve it, or I want this food to celebrate a success with a feast or what have you, that's amazing. But you made the choice. You're the one that said, oh, I'm going to eat this because I do, you know, I did work hard and I've kind of pre-planned this, and I'm going to have this great meal, and I'm not going to just do it out of habit. I'm going to do it because I deserve it. But if you decide to have that particular snack or meal, you got to make sure it's worth it. And you got to make sure it doesn't set you back too much from your goals. But the most important thing is you made the decision instead of just being on autopilot, right? And that's where I always talk about cheat meals, right? That's why I tell people you need to have 4 cheat meals a month, planned cheat meals, not cheat days, cheat meals, plan them out. Have 4 of them. Plan 1 outing with your wife or girlfriend, That's one plan. Another one for a celebration, because every month there's some type of celebration. There's someone's birthday, there's a wedding, there's Christmas, there's holidays, there's whatever. So have one plan for that. Have one plan for, you know, your friends or a work function that may happen. Again, I know we're all in isolation, but, you know, we're not always going to be in isolation. So when you rewind, you know, always have that plan. And the fourth one you need to have is a meal that's an emergency meal. I always have an emergency meal when it's like something pops up that you weren't prepared for. You can have these are guilt-free meals, not cheat meals. So you can have this guilt-free meal without thinking or being guilty. Okay. So, but you can't roll over the meals. If you only had two cheat meals in April, you can't use six in May. All right. All right, so let's talk about mindful eating. Mindful eating techniques. This is one of the biggest questions I get is how do I actually tap into my body's cues, right? And that begins with mindful eating. And the first step of intuitive eating has to do with overeating. Because that's another big thing is overeating. The fact is a lot of us actually overeat because we eat too fast. I, again, was the king of eating too fast. And when we do eat too fast, that automatically shuts off our response. Our body's response, our built-in response to shut off. Okay. Our body has this automatic response. Okay. You're full. Shut it off. But when we eat too fast, we're actually overriding that. We don't give it time to kick in. We don't give that automatic shutoff response time to kick in. And that means we just keep eating and eating more and going for seconds and sometimes thirds. And I was the king of that, man. There are times where I wouldn't even go to a restaurant if it didn't have massive portions, right? So, and we all do it. I mean, you know, there's so many different times I know when we eat too fast, whether we're just trying to rush, right? I got to get this down. So you get it down, you put it away, and then you're driving because you have to go somewhere and you still feel hungry because you haven't given that enough time. So then you pull over somewhere quickly and get something else, right? We don't take time. We need to take time. We need to take that time to digest and to eat and to chew enough because we don't take, here's the thing. Not only do we eat too fast, but we eat too much, right? We eat too much. And that's like that whole thing about eating fast and going for seconds. And we also don't chew enough, right? When we start to chew enough, when we start to chew, listen, if we're not chewing enough, this can drag your energy down and your body struggles to digest the excess food. So here's what's happening now, okay? You're eating really, really quickly, which is what I used to do. Body's like, hold on, man, Jesus, so much energy that I have to exert, right? Cortisol levels start to rise because when your body's overstressed because of so much energy, your cortisol levels have to rise. Plus your digestion takes a while to digest. So all that excess food, your body's not going to digest. Then that means it's going to be very hard to maintain your weight. It's going to be very hard to lose weight. And as I've mentioned before, high cortisol causes fat storage. So the biggest tip is to slow down. Slow down your eating. Take small bites. Take time to taste. Enjoy your food. You know, it takes about 20 minutes for your body to tap into that, you know, that shutdown mode to know that whether it's full or not. So if you're used to eating fast, like I was, it takes energy to slow down. It takes time, man. I've been there. I'm telling you, I've been there. You know, but it does speed up your results when you slow down. It seems kind of weird. Like, oh, if I slow down, I'm going to speed up results. But 100%. You know, if you're tempted to have a second helping after you eat really, really quickly, drink a glass of water. That's always my advice is to drink a massive glass of water, take 5 minutes, and see if you still want to eat. But bottom line is you got to slow down, right? And again, I'm not trying to talk about depriving yourself of foods. Have a nice plate of food, but take your time, you know, honor your body, learn the keys and the messages that your body's going to give you so you know exactly what your body needs, right? So when we talk about slowing down eating, what do we need? Well, we got to take a moment before and be grateful for the food you eat. You know, remember back in the day, we always have to pray. There's a reason for that, man. gratitude for the food you're about to eat, the food you cook, the food your wife cooked, the food, you know, you, someone else prepared, the takeout. Take a little second and just be grateful. I don't care who you're grateful to, but you be grateful for the food that you're about to eat and start to take smaller bites. Take those small bites, put your fork down in between those bites, chew more. I think you have to chew like 20 times or 22 times or something like that. And remember, it's not a race. You know, slow down while you eat, enjoy. If you want another plate after you finish eating, drink that glass of water. And don't drink water during, drink water after, so you can really enjoy the food, enjoy the taste of the food that you're eating. And if you decide that you want to have a seconds, make sure that it's after you drink a water and after you wait 5 minutes. And when I say drink water, I don't mean taking a sip of water. I mean, drink a full glass of water, take 5 minutes, and then see whether or not you're still hungry. Guarantee you're not going to be hungry. All right. So let's do a quick little recap with intuitive eating so far before we move forward. Number one, this first step is, why am I eating? Ask yourself that question every time you eat. Am I eating because, why am I eating? Am I eating because I'm hungry? Or am I mad? Am I stressed? Is it because of habit? Is it because I'm tired? Is it because I'm bored? Or it's because I'm hungry? That's where the emotional eating comes in. Step number two, slow down. Slow down. Take more bites. Chew more. Be grateful. Drink a big glass of water after you eat. Don't go for seconds. That's where mindful eating comes in. And number three, how did that make me feel? That's intuitive eating. How does this food make me feel? Am I full? Am I bloated? Am I energized? Am I sick? And that's going to start to give you power over the food that you eat. You're going to know when you're hungry. You're going to know when you're eating out of emotion. You're going to take your time and enjoy the food that you're eating. And finally, you're going to know what foods affect you in what ways. That's massive. That's intuitive eating in a nutshell. Right there. Start implementing that today. And it's not going to take a week or 2 weeks. It may take a month. You may forget sometimes. You may forget to ask yourself that question. You may be caught up in whatever it is that you forget to ask before, but ask yourself even during. And sometimes you'll be like, oh shit, I better stop this. I'm not, you know, I just ripped open this bag of chips. I started eating it. And all of a sudden I realized I wasn't eating it for this because I was hungry. I'm just eating it because of, you know, my wife just told me something that upset me. So let me wrap this up, put it in back. Let me drink some water so I don't sabotage my nutrition. And I can continue to move on my day knowing that little incident was not because I was hungry, was because of the emotion, and I had power over that. I finally stopped. But when you continue to do this, you're going to get into the rhythm of knowing beforehand. It's just like, okay, it's clockwork. I do that all the time. I do that all the time. Whenever I feel a little bit hungry, I'll have a glass of water. And I'll ask myself, am I really hungry? Let's see if I'm hungry right now. Let me have this big glass of water. Water's awesome anyway, so it doesn't even matter. I have the water. I sit for a second. Yep, I'm hungry. Let's go down and eat. Like right now, I'm hungry. But then when I drink this glass of water, I'm going to sit here and continue to talk. And then in about 5 minutes, I'll see if I am really hungry. Or was it because I just needed water? So the other big question I get asked is, how do I deal with cravings? And, you know, we all have cravings. I told you before, we have no control over the cravings that happen. You know, it could be for something salty, it could be for something sweet, it could be for something totally different, but we all have cravings. And it's not about having the cravings that's bad, it's about what we do with those cravings. You know? I don't know anyone that doesn't have cravings. You know, I'm a recovering addict, so I have cravings sometimes because of certain situations. I'll have cravings for a drug and I'll be like, what the hell? And then I know now, I'm very aware, like, oh, I'm just craving that because of a place that I passed or because I'm tired, right? And it just pops up. It's not about the craving that's going to happen. It's about what you do with that craving. So you have to view cravings not as the enemy and not as something you battle with, because, or it's not a sign of weakness either, right? Because people think, oh, I'm weak, I always have cravings. No, man, the guy who's craving, my man who's craving the sweets at nighttime, it's not because you're weak. It's not because the craving's an enemy. It's not something you have to have a battle with. You just have to be aware of it and understand, why am I having that craving? And then figure out the plan of what you're going to do to not succumb to that craving. Because like I said, they're normal. You're always going to get it. Listen, I'm clean. I have my nutrition on point. I'm lean. You know, I've got a six pack. I'm 51 years old. I preach this. I teach this. I've got certifications, and I still have cravings for something salty or sweet. So I don't beat myself up about it. So one of the reasons why we're talking about intuitive eating, one of the reasons why, you know, I'm kind of teaching this on this podcast, is so that to empower you, that you no longer have to be controlled by the cravings, because that's what it is. It's being controlled. The craving comes and you let that craving control you, as opposed to you saying, "Hey, I understand that craving. I know why I'm having it, but I've got power over it. I know what I can do." Because the fact is, you actually have a choice in the matter, right? You do. You are making that choice. The craving isn't the thing that's making you do it. You're doing it. You're the one that's, you know, you can't blame it on the craving. And that's why I told that guy, it's like, well, that's the habit. Your brain is hijacking. But in the end, you're the one that's making the choice. No one's making that choice for you. No one's putting that food in your mouth. No one's forcing you to put it in. The craving is not forcing you to put it in. The craving is just there as a signal. You have to be aware that you're the one that's putting it in. You have the choice, and the choice, you need to have a choice, right? You need to have a choice in the matter. You need to be the person that goes, okay, wait a minute. Okay, that's a craving. I know I'm having a craving. Now, here's my choice. I can succumb to it, or I can know that it's a craving. Drink a glass of water. I'm going to be saying that all the time. Just drink a glass of water. That's my family laughs at me all the time. My wife, you got a headache, drink water. You feel bloated, drink water. You're hungry, drink water. You're tired, drink water. You're dehydrated, drink water. That's my answer to everything. So, like I said, you have no cravings over, you have no power over cravings. They're always going to happen. They're normal. You know, you're driving around, you're doing your business, and all of a sudden you start craving pizza again. That's because probably, you may have passed the pizza store maybe on TV, but when you're on a diet, like when you're on one of those diets where it's like, you know, an all or nothing mindset, you know, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, then you have to white knuckle it. You got to white knuckle the way through your cravings, because you're not supposed to have pizza. That's when that battle happens. That's why, you know, those restrictive diets make things even tougher. But intuitive eating, specifically when you eat balanced meals of carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables on all your plates, you don't look at it as something that's necessarily bad or you have to struggle with, right? You may wonder why that's coming up, but it's not because pizza's bad. Well, yes, you know, eating excess pizza is bad, but if it's one of your cheat meals, or you just say, you know what, I'm going to just have this pizza because it's my choice, then, you know, it's not really bad. You know, it's not off limits. Because when you start thinking about that, okay, it's bad. I can't believe I had that thought of the pizza. Oh my God, I'm not supposed to have it. Then what happens when you put power behind that thought? It intensifies, right? Because you're thinking about it. You're thinking about how bad the pizza is. You're thinking about how bad it's off limits. I can't have it now. And for 10 minutes, you continue to think about it. Next thing you know, your craving's too much. With intuitive eating, the intuitive eating mindset, you can give up that tug of war feeling, man. You just have to take a few minutes to pay attention to your body's cues and figure out what the craving is. And understand that this craving is just a passing mood, because 100% of the time, when you're not giving power to that craving about thinking that it's bad or it's off limits, it's going to pass, right? Or when the craving comes up, what do you ask yourself? Am I hungry, right? And even whether you do or whether you don't have a slice of pizza for dinner, you can have that slice and move on with your life without feeling guilty because you made the choice. You made the choice. So again, questions you need to ask yourself. Are you physically hungry? Is this a habit? Do I normally have cravings at this time? Am I being driven by emotion? Am I angry? Am I stressed? Am I lonely? Am I bored? Am I sad? And can you shift the mindset for a few minutes so that the craving goes away? That's what I do. I just kind of go, oh, there's that craving. It's probably because I'm tired. Okay, it's just because I'm tired. Just keep walking. You're good. And literally, without you even thinking about it, it's gone. The craving disappears. Seriously. When you just shift your attention to something else, the craving just disappears. And you just keep moving on. It's like, oh, I did. Yeah. You almost forget about it. But whatever decision you made, you know that it's been a thoughtful decision. You made that decision. You're no longer in control of the craving. You're in control. You know? Susan Albers says, training your mind to be present in the moment is the number one key to making healthy choices. Which brings us down to our final part of this podcast, which we're going to talk about your body's hunger signals. I hope you guys are enjoying this, man. I hope you're learning some things, learning about things about yourself. But your body's hunger cues. You know, if you ever feel like you're out of touch with your body's signals when it comes to when to eat, what to eat, and how much to eat, brother, you're not alone. Right? Especially, this is common if you're following one of those restrictive diets. Totally. When you're out of touch, you get out of touch with your body's cues when you're on a restrictive diet or one of those diets where you want to lose weight or gain weight. Or if, like fighters, I know a lot of fighters who have to emphasize weight loss for fights and weight classes because you only do this type of restrictive diet during a specific time, during wake up time, they lose all type of cues with their body. So you have to start relearning to recognize and trust your body's signals so that you know what your body's saying to yourself. You know those cues, okay, I am hungry, right? Just all the things we're talking about, you know, good nutrition, as I teach, right? I teach this. The reason why my nutrition plan, which is based in research and science, backed by research and science in regards to the fact that it helps boost your testosterone, keep hormones down, you know, help boost your metabolism so you can lose weight, burn fat, build muscle, stay lean, have energy, boost your T levels naturally, boost your libido. And it's sustainable is because good nutrition isn't rigid, it's not restrictive, and it's not complicated. And the reason why all of these guys, these men who before coming to the program were all over the place, who had no clue about nutrition, all of a sudden comes into the over40alpha.com program. And 12 months later, they're still eating the same way. They're still eating carbs, fats, proteins, and vegetables. They're still eating the foods that they love. They're not restricting themselves. They're having balanced plates. They're obviously not going to eat foods that make them feel bad or affect their hormones. But it's not complicated. It's very, very simple. We don't count calories. It's just, there's your plate. You know the foods you're going to eat. You know all the quadrants. So put all the foods in your quadrants and you're fine. Right. But one of the biggest things people fear when it comes to intuitive eating, when it starts, is thinking that they're going to start eating foods that they think are bad and they won't stop. Because when I say, okay, guys, don't really worry about the bad foods. Obviously, there's going to be foods that you want to stay away from because your hormones. But you know what? Just if you succumb, succumb. But the truth is, if you follow the principles of intuitive eating, it's very unlikely that you're going to be thinking that you're going to start eating only bad foods, right? You got to trust yourself with this, man, because over time, your body's going to rebalance and you'll be able to recognize the foods that make you feel good and the foods that don't, because you don't want to keep eating foods that make you feel like crap. Like, because here's the other thing. The other thing when you don't focus on how foods make you feel after you eat them, what happens is you're going to start eating foods. What happens is you eat foods because you think that they're going to put weight on you, right? Oh, I can't eat that because I'm going to gain weight, or I can't eat that because I'm going to gain weight, or I can't eat that because I'm going to gain weight. Well, that's bad. That's not on my diet. That's not here. That's not there. So you're not recognizing that when you're eating the food, you're just eating. Oh yeah, I'm allowed to eat this because I'm on a diet, or, you know, okay, I'm not going to eat this because it's not on this list, and I'm eating. But you still don't realize what it's doing to your body, because there could be a lot of foods that you're eating that's supposed to be on your diet that's making your body feel like shit, that's making you feel like shit. So now you have no idea. You're just eating whatever that strict diet is. And then after you crash on that diet because it's not working for you, you go back to eating everything. There's no relationship with food. And when you have that relationship with food, you're going to recognize what makes you feel good, what doesn't make you feel good. The foods that make you feel good after you eat them, which means not just feeling good emotionally, but feeling good physically, making sure that you're not guilty, right? Making sure that, you know, the food gives you energy and doesn't make you crash, doesn't give you like, it's a sustainable joy, a sustainable positive reaction. Once you know that, right off the bat, those are going to be the foods that are going to help you lose weight. That's going to help you get to your goals. Those are the foods that are going to, and so you're not going to be eating crappy foods. You're not going to be eating bad foods. You're going to be eating good foods. So if you're just starting and experimenting with intuitive eating, here's a couple of good basic tips for you. Drink water. Drink 2 gallons of water. I always say that. People say at least half of your body's weight in ounces. I say drink 2 gallons of water. Sometimes even more, specifically if someone hasn't drank water in a long time. Drink water all the time, all day, every day. Not liquids, water. Once you wake up in the morning, 32 ounces. 16 to 32 in the morning when you wake up. In between meals, drink water. After your meal, drink water. In between meals, drink water. While you're working out, drink water. After you work out, drink water. At nighttime, drink water. Drink water. Number two, protein. Now, for men over 40, too much protein is not going to be good for the body, because protein has a high thermic effect of food, which means it's going to put stress on your body to digest it if you're eating too much, which means cortisol is going to rise and testosterone levels are going to go down. But protein is an amazing food to make you feel satiated. It helps you stay fuller longer, and it doesn't make you feel bad. Like, it, you know, so if you're feeling hungry and you feel like, okay, I just ate this meal, but there was, you know, I'm still feeling hungry, or, you know, 2 hours later I feel hungry, then you're going to add two things. You're going to add a little bit more carbs and a little bit more protein to that meal. And that's going to help you stay satiated, so you're not snacking in between. Lots of fiber and nutrient dense foods. Vegetables are very good. Helps your body function optimally. And again, some foods, and this is why I say that there's foods that affect our hormones, like sugary foods, processed foods, soy, like they can affect our hormones. They can, and they lead you to want more, right? So here's the thing. Processed foods, sugary foods, salty foods, those type of foods affect our hormones negatively. But because of the way they're created, they leave us wanting more. So you might get a headache, or you feel super tired, or you're grouchy if you suddenly stop eating them because you're so addicted to them. That's why you got to get rid of that stuff. And studies prove ultra-processed foods drive us to eat more. Plus, processed foods don't have any healthy nutrients in them. They generally have none. So you're eating more of a food that doesn't give you the micronutrients that your body needs to help support your hormones, your metabolism, so you can burn fat, have that six-pack in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So here it is. Just be aware. And if you find that you're struggling to tap into your body's signals, you might want to reach out to, you know, your registered dietitian or your physician. But generally speaking, you're not going to struggle, because you're going to start using all of these tips and tricks that I've kind of laid out for you, so that you can start to find it easier with a nutrition lifestyle, not a restrictive diet. This is not going to work when you're using a restrictive diet, okay? Because you're restricting yourself from too much. This is going to work when you have a balanced diet with balanced plates, carbs, fats, proteins, vegetables, where you can start to tap into your feelings about why you're eating things. Are you hungry? Why am I eating? Take your time and grateful to eat. And be grateful and take your time and be slow. And then after, how did that make me feel? And do I feel hungry still? Drink some water, wait 5 minutes, and you're golden. And that's it. We're good. Hopefully you guys start implementing intuitive eating. And if you need any help at all, you need a nutrition plan, a nutrition lifestyle that is geared for men over the age of 40, then over40alpha.com. Go there right now and let me know by, you know, how you like this podcast. Subscribe to the podcast, leave some comments, give it a 5 rating. And once again, I love hanging out with you guys. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I know I enjoyed teaching it. And I will see you in the over40alpha.com program. Get it done. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.